This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Joshua Torres, Joshua Torres, date of birth 04-15-1989, date of appointment February 19, 2026, requesting physician Chaudhary Mumtaz, Chaudhrymumtaz. Dear Dr. Mumtaz, I have the pleasure of seeing Joshua Torres today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 36-year-old, right-handed man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 2-12-2026. Because he woke up with the headache on the right frontal region. He took ibuprofen and Tylenol. Headache subsided, but he developed a right eye drooping. He was also seeing the double. In the hospital, MRI of the brain done, which is negative. CT angiogram of the head and neck negative. CT of the chest is negative. Patient was discharged home. Today he is here for a follow-up. He still has a drooping of the right eye, still has double vision. Past medical history, history of Bell's palsy, left ureteral calculus, subungual hematoma, fracture of the great toe of the right side, diabetes mellitus. Past surgical history, before that please add the past medical history, hypertension, past surgical history, none, allergy, penicillin. Medication, losartan, lisinopril, insulin, glargine, rizuvastatin, Ozempic. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. He work in the sticker mule. He's single, lives with the fiancé, have one kid. Family history, mother alive with diabetes and high blood pressure, anemia. Father, he does not know about him. Four sister, five brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, drooping of the right eyelid, double vision, history of Bell's palsy, high blood pressure, diabetes, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, wall sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light. Extraocular movement intact, except right eye cannot adduct. Ptosis of the right side present. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed, presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. A 36-year-old right-handed man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, ptosis of the eyelid on the right side. Number 2, diplopia. Number 3, headache. Number 4, history of Bell's palsy. Next paragraph. His ptosis is due to the uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. The importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. His MRI of the brain, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and CT of the chest is negative. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. The facial exercise is explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.